There goes the hooter. The game's over. Donegal are victorious today against Mayo. 119 to 14 points is the final score. Donegal are the only side to have won three games in the opening three rounds of the National Football League. That's 6 from 6, 3 wins from 3 for Jim McGuinness's side. And Brendan Devaney, it was another fine performance by Donegal today. Very, very impressive at times, particularly the way that they ran the ball. But listen, the experienced players, along with some of these new younger men that's coming through the ranks here in Donegal, had a very, very good showing today again.
Yeah, that was by far the most impressive fashion, you know, to a top of the table clash. A lot of people think Mayo were really going to bring it to Donegal today, but you'd have to say Donegal really controlled the game and controlled it throughout. Very, very impressive. Even in the second half, they outscored Mayo 1-8-9. The subs coming on, everyone played their part here today, and really from people were saying this was going to be very, very close, including us before the game. Actually, we went down to a couple of points, so you'd have to say a very, very impressive victory. You know, Mayo, as I say, came with that tactic of high pressing, put serious pressure on Donegal, and they did do that for periods of the opening half, particularly maybe in the first 10 minutes, but once Donegal figured out how to play around it, they had much the better of the first half. And as we've seen it then, Mayo were playing into scoring goals. They only managed 5 points because Donegal were controlling possession, and the goal, I think, in the second half just left them in a position where they were in control. They kind of seen out the game, if you like, then. So listen, I say hats off to Jim McGuinness and his side. They've won the McKenna Cup, they've won the first three games now, and Oisin, he can really start to concentrate now on the Ulster Championship and the All-Ireland series to come.
Yeah, well, the scores today for Donegal: Oisin Gallen scored 6 points, Conor O'Donnell had a goal and three, Conor McCahill 3 points, Fimber Rorty, as he's been this last number of games, stepping up with a few, he got two today. Ryan McHugh got 3 points with a very impressive two-pointer included in there. Shane O'Donnell and Kieran Moore also stepping up, the St. Eunan's men on their home patch, getting scores in the second half. As Donegal make it 3 wins from 3 in a 119-14 point victory. There's so many pluses coming out of this today. But when you think about it, Brendan, with 4 games still to go in the National Football League, Jim McGuinness has said this, that he wants to use the remainder of this campaign to get as much game time into these younger players. And he finds himself now, is it a golden opportunity for all these young men and for the management to have a real go now to see what's in these younger kids?
Yeah, because I think last year when we got on this position, Ashton, we probably played some squad players in that, and some lads were thinking, right, you know, they're just getting game time, and we're going to be back to the regular 15. Now, I still think the regular 15 will be who we see. But when you get game time into players like Shane Malone, like McCahill, like Young Carr, when you get game time into all these guys, you can see, Oisin, that they are going to be knocking on the door. And what it means is, should there be an injury to players, or should there be a game where you need somebody to come on and do something, you can start to see that they're getting that type of game time, they're getting that type of grounding into the team, they know what it's about, they're used to playing with players. So there's so many pluses to us now getting into this position, how we now can call it our own way. Everybody else now, the majority of teams are still looking over their shoulder, desperate for points, thinking about the league. Donegal now can think about how do we embed and get game time and the a lot of our younger stars and really plan into the championship. So you'd have to say brilliant planning from Jim now. Donegal have hit this season running really fast, and in many ways, Oisin, the way we've had it fast now, winning McKenna Cup, our first three league games, it's good now that we can kind of taper it, because we're going to hit what Jim always clarifies, first priority, Ulster Championship, come through as champions of Ulster and into the new All-Ireland series, and that is the thing now that you can already start to plan for.
Yeah, would an appearance in a league final be good for this group?
Yeah,
there was a lot of talk about that this last couple of weeks. Oh, who's going to go to a league final? Who wants to play in a league final?
See, I just think, guys, we've been in the All-Ireland final last year in a semi. You know, a lot of games been played. It's not as if we've been outside of the end of the season. We went to the very last game. I mean, Jack O'Connor keeps talking about we're late back. I mean, he played the same time as Donegal. So I think freshness and you know, having that spark and buzz is the big thing. So if you're in the league final, then, you know, it brings, even though people mightn't be that worried about it, still is a big day at Croke Park, and it's a big day that really we don't need, because our eyes are in one prize, Oisin. That has to be, I know Jim will say Ulster first, of course that is the prize, but really this team, you know, having been in a semi-final and final back-to-back Ulsters, well, All-Ireland is what Donegal's after, so the plan must be to win that. Now it's different for Kerry. People talk about Kerry winning the league, Jack Connor wins the league, he wins the championship. Kerry have to play Clare in a monster semi-final, and possibly then it looks like Cork will be in the final. That's the only games they have, Oisin, whereas we will be doing battle, as I say, with Fermanagh, with the with the winners of Armagh Tyrone then, you know, and then you're looking at Down are in the mix. Sorry, Fermanagh are playing the winners of Armagh Tyrone. We're playing Down, you know, who do play really well in the championship last year. And then if you do get over those sides, then you're playing the Derry or Monaghan more than likely in a final. So yeah, we have a different game plan in store, and that's why we're different from some of the other All-Ireland contenders.
Yeah. What did you make about our performance in midfield today, around the middle, Brendan?
Listen, there was a few kickouts went astray now, which maybe didn't get punished because of our overall dominance on the pitch. So, you know, I think that's something, again, it definitely wasn't as clean as the last day out. And I think in that second half, if you like, as well, against Kerry, you know, Kerry at 12 from 12, when I was looking at the stats after the game, which was probably the reason, when we look at it outside of Sean O'Shea's brilliance, they came back into the match. So even with all the big men out there, I think that's something we got to look at again, as the kickouts, in terms of, we got the big men out there, but certainly today we caught up. And you've seen when we lost those kickouts, we conceded 2 points from them in the game, one in the first, one in the second, but we also conceded a serious goal chance. So maybe against another opposition that could be punished, but listen, that's what the league's for. Listen, you've got to work in them things, so a bit better to come on our own kickouts in particular.
Three of our starting front six actually had very, very good days today. We've already mentioned young Conor McCallum and how good a find he is. And he sort of set the tone very early in the game with our first 2 points. It took 9 minutes, right enough, to get the first, but no, 9 and 11 minutes, he kicked two very steady, solid scores for a young man that was making his league debut. But you also had Oisin Gallen starting for the first time in 2026 today, 6 points. Conor O'Donnell has been named man of the match by the television. He scored 1-3. So good, top class contributions from half of your front six there.
And listen, everybody, as you said, played their part. There was some great scoring efforts from those players you mentioned, but I think you look why it took us so long to get a score, Ashman, is because Mayo came with a certain game plan here, and it was man for man. Everybody was a defensive type game, high press game. They looked like they forgot about the other side of the pitch, which is actually getting the ball and creating forward momentum and forward opportunities. Ryan O'Donoghue was talked about so much coming into the game, had no real effect on it. And you'd have to say the forward line was snuffed out. Anything came in long, we dealt with it. McCall was brilliant again. Keelan McGonigal back in there. So Donegal seemed to have the answers for Mayo going forward. Now, you'd have to look and say, right, Andy Moore and his backroom team are new in here. You know, they'll say this is work in progress, so they're probably trying to get one element of their game right first. But certainly everything we heard about Mayo going into this game, and we've seen around the scores and what they did in the Galway game and in the Dublin game, Donegal didn't allow them to do that today. So you'd have to say, you know, outside of our forward play, there was some great defensive play in there as well, man for man, and the way we dealt with Mayo and the way we won possession.
Yeah, okay. What about Armagh then? Just finally, Brendan, next week. It's Roscommon 2-18, Armagh 18 points in that game, and they're into what? So as I look at the time clock in front of me, the closing 4 minutes, I don't know, are Armagh going to get two goals in the closing minutes? We'll wait to see, but the way things are standing, you're going into the athletic grounds this day next week against a tie that could be coming off the back of a shock result.
Yeah, and they've only won one. It was that one against Monaghan, opening day one. So they were beat by Galway. Maybe a bit unfortunate to be beat by Galway the last day out. So certainly going to Roscommon, listen, they were overwhelming favourites. So you'd have to say fair play to Roscommon in that. But they'll be smarting from that, Oisin. But again, a bit like maybe Kerry coming up the last day, not playing a lot of their main men. You know, Armagh will be on a bit of a rebound. If Donegal weaken the team, they're under pressure for points. But you see, it won't bother us in the game, you know. And Armagh, though, down the line, they're going to be a different Donegal. So that's a chance for Jim to come and experiment. But then,
if Donegal play like the way they did today, you'd be quietly confident going into that
ground. Do you know what, I think if Armagh are in this type of form, even with those, if we put on those players, these new players, I think that they'll give it all up there. And a bit like Kerry the last day, it's not that you're taking players out. You've got your 15. You're going to have a 15 talented team no matter what Jim plays. It'll be very interesting letting these young lads more or less off the leash, saying that's your jersey, go out and perform. Because if Armagh aren't in top form and under a wee bit of pressure, Jim then, a bit like we've seen previous then, he's got the experience to bring on. So let's say he rests Gallen, he brings him in, he brings in Murphy. So if the game's in the balance, these guys can come on and really put the pressure back on Armagh. So that's the kind of advantage now Donegal has gone in the attack like that.
Okay, Brendan, you're not on air tomorrow night with the DL debate. You've another engagement, so you have, but the show is going ahead.
The show's going ahead. I'm up north at a trade show. I can't get out of it, Austin. I kind of got out of the winged it today, to be honest. But yeah, listen, the Porrick's going to sit in. The main man, Brendan Kilcoyne here, has been keeping us right today. he's up as well. Ryan Ferry's actually doing it right. He's coming on, the man, of course, the Donegal News award-winning journalist, I have to say that. We're also going to have a few
He loves it when you say that. Look at him smiling.
He's smiling ear to ear here. He's like a Cheshire cat. John Casey's actually a couple of down. He's going to join us, the Mayo man, to see what he's made of Mayo. And, of course, Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life, a good friend of Highland Radio. He's on the show as well to give us a bit of a talk, you know, generally about particularly the likes of our neighbours Tyrone and Derry, how they fared at the weekend.
Listen, we have a couple of ad breaks to catch up on. Brendan, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your contribution today on another good day for Donegal. We'll get reaction for you shortly. Hopefully we'll hear from Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. We may get reaction from a player or two as well. We'll get that to you as soon as we get it. But as we return to the studio, Donegal top Division 1 of the National Football League. They've won 3 on the bounce, and the latest scalp for Jim McGuinness's side is the mighty Mayo under the mighty Andy Moran. But Mayo on the wrong side of the result. Donegal won it 119-14.